It's time to get to know the enemy, Iron Bowl Edition. Let's go.
In the world full of podcasts, he's the undisputed heavyweight champion of hot takes, an Auburn sports homer, master of the bug, and message board legend. Get your buttons buttoned and your hats flattened, because the Top Button Podcast is about to kick off, and you don't want to miss your courtside seat. Now, here's your host, Charlie Five.
What's up, everybody? We're back again. It's another episode of the Top Button Podcast. I'm your host, Kyle Rush, a.k.a. Charlie Five, and we are ready to get after it on this Iron Bowl day, Iron Bowl morning. It's a beautiful day outside, and we're ready for some football, ready to put a bow on this season. Try to go into Tuscaloosa and come out with a dub, and we're going to go through everything, all the different matchups, all the things that we got to look at in the game to try to pull out this win. But before we get started, we got to give a shout out to mybookie.ag. Use coupon code NEXTROUND for a 300% deposit bonus. I've been trying out that blackjack in there. It's kind of fun. But anyway, give them whatever deposit you give them. They're going to multiply it by three, and you'll get that back in free play. Win big there. Take it to the sports book, and then pound Auburn and the take the points, Auburn plus 11. And win big. So check them out, mybookie.ag. It's no secret that obviously today's the biggest rivalry in college football. Today at 2:30, as you're driving in, hopefully if you're going to Tuscaloosa, sounds like there's going to be a pretty decent size Auburn crowd there today, because it does seem like Auburn's kind of going in a positive direction, and Alabama may be going in the opposite direction, at least at this point in time. And we'll learn more about who Alabama is after three losses today. Can they get the intensity up? It's a spot they've not really been used to being in. And we'll see what this Auburn team's got. But let's start with the defense. Defense is going to be, to me, can Auburn score? Can Auburn score enough points? Because you feel like with even you can defend Jalen as much as you possibly can. You can keep Ryan Williams covered as much as you possibly can, but you know they're going to get theirs eventually. But the defense, the Auburn's offense versus their defense, to me, is going to be a matchup. And there is a little bit of a connection here that I think some know, but not most. But Kane Womack, Alabama's defensive coordinator, is the son of Dave Womack. And if you know anything about Hugh Freeze's history, Dave Womack was his defensive coordinator when he went to Arkansas State and then all the way through his tenure at Ole Miss. And they had some pretty salty defenses. So there is a huge family connection here as far as just understanding of what Kane wants to do on defense. Obviously, he learned a lot from his dad, and I'm sure there's some things that have evolved since Kane's been in coaching. But the connection obviously is, you know, Hugh knows this defense. He knows his family kind of inside and out. And I think that's something that could maybe be key as far as that offense versus defensive matchup. One thing I've noticed as watching some of their games, looking at some of the box scores and some of the stats, and especially in their losses, their defense really struggles with any type of option or any type of read offenses. I don't know if it's just a vulnerability in scheme or a discipline thing. I'm not really sure what it is, but you look at teams like, you know, look at teams like Vanderbilt, look at teams like Oklahoma. They really didn't do a ton, but just sort of like triple option type offense, and Vanderbilt just added a few passes off of it. Oklahoma didn't even really bother trying to pass at all, but they really gave them fits, really gave that defense fits, and I think that's something that you're going to see a lot of out of all. I mean, obviously, that's Auburn's almost their whole offense is the RPO offense, where it's built off of reads, decision making, and sort of taking what the defense gives and then having the correct answer on offense to be able to get that 4, 5, 6 yard play, and then obviously take your shots when you can. But in their three losses, I'm sorry, let me back up. So struggle with offense, struggle with the read option type offenses. That can really play into Auburn's favor. They really struggle against the run. They're towards the bottom of the conference, I think 12th or 13th in the conference in, as far as yards per game and defending the run. In two of their three losses, they gave up over 200 yards rushing. And then the other loss, they still gave up over 160 yards and probably could have been more, but I think Vanderbilt really tried to milk the clock and really hold the ball so they didn't run quite as many plays. That's going to be key. I think the quarterback run is going to be something that's going to be very key in this game. Peyton Thorne's really going to have to use his legs because that's where they're vulnerable. An athletic quarterback, or it doesn't even have to be super athletic, but just a guy that can beat them, can make them pay for over-pursuing, for not respecting him, that's where Auburn, I think, is going to do really, really well. And then obviously you have Jarquez Hunter. And as the offense goes and as the offense picks up momentum, his touches grow. And if Auburn can get the chains moving, can get the ball moving, then you feed Jarquez, and it makes that offense very, very tough, especially for Alabama to stop because, again, they just struggle. When it's just a traditional, they're going to run the ball at us and we got to stop it, they're really good. But when it's, I got to take a second, diagnose the play, and read and react, that's whenever they're gashed. That's whenever you can get them sort of on their heels. Their bottom of the conference in sacks. They just don't typically sack the quarterback. I mean, they're almost dead last. Mississippi State is dead last by a mile. Alabama's just right above them. So you got 15th in the conference in sacks. And to me, run defense and sacks are the two things that I look at the most on can Auburn have success here. If they can stop the run, Auburn's going to struggle. If they can get a ton of pressure on the quarterback, I think Auburn's going to struggle. And Alabama just so happens to be, you know, for whatever reason, again, don't know if it's scheme, don't know if it's what it is, but for whatever reason, they struggle in both of those key areas where I feel like Auburn needs to be able to Auburn needs to see some sort of vulnerability there so that they can execute their offense, be able to run the ball, be able to protect Peyton, because all those things are obviously key. Because as good as they've played over the last couple of weeks, we know that there is some deficiencies on our offensive line. So when I look at that, that gives me a little bit of hope, there's something here that Auburn can exploit, and I think there could be they could find some success if they can, you know, run the ball, protect Peyton. You got a defense that doesn't do either one of those very well. So there may be some chances here. One thing they're great at, though, is defending the pass. They're second in the conference in pass defense. You got some studs back there on the back end. You got Keon Saab, who was a Michigan transfer, who was a top 100, I believe, player coming out of high school. You got Malachi Moore, who's just a NFL player freak. And then you got Damani Jackson, one of USC's best players from last season that transferred in. All guys that have experience, all guys that are extremely talented, and all guys that will make you pay if you make mistakes. They can defend. They can be put on an island. And it's going to be a huge test because this offense that Auburn runs – will sort of rely also on big plays. And you still got to be able to take those big plays, but they got to be extremely calculated because if you don't, it'll be going the opposite direction. They're just that good. The 50-50 balls, they're going to be extremely contested. They're going to be very tight in their hip pocket. So this is a game where you want to put on film for the NFL. If you're Keandre Lambert Smith, if you're Cam Coleman, this is a game where you're going to be tested to the max of your abilities as far as wide receiver versus defensive back, because these guys can play and they have a lot of other really, really young guys that can play as well. But defensive So if Auburn gets in a position where they're behind and they got to throw to get themselves back in the game, it could be an issue. And you could have some turnovers. So it's going to be very, very crucial for Auburn to stay ahead of the chains, stay out of passing, obvious passing downs, because, again, they can make you pay if they know you're going to have to throw it. And then obviously stay in the game. Don't get behind to where you have to throw to catch back up, because, again, if they can get you in a situation where you have to throw, they can make you pay. They're really, really good in that defensive back end. One key thing that I'm very curious to see how it plays out is Deontay Lawson being out for the game. He got hurt in the Oklahoma game. He's out for the year with a knee injury. He was their like heart and soul, one of their best players on defense, linebacker. So it's going to be very interesting to see who picks up that slack, who takes over that leadership role on the defense, because at times they've struggled, and he's been the one that's kind of reeled them back in. Like, if you think about, go back to the LSU game when they shut down LSU, like different games like that. Like, Deontay has been a key to that defense, and he's out for this one. So is there something that Auburn can exploit there? Because otherwise, if he was in the game, this thing may look, in my opinion, could look a lot different. Their defense is definitely gettable. Their defense, I think, is definitely gettable. You're going to need a similar performance to Texas A&M, and hopefully mustache Peyton Thorne, goatee Peyton Thorne, smoking cigars with confidence is the one that shows up today, because I think that if they can stay ahead of the chains and take some calculated shots, they can make some noise here. I think they can score on this defense, especially if you can weather the early storm and not get that crowd sort of really on top of you. If you can kind of quiet the crowd a little bit, get some scores early, get some stops early, they'll give up. They just don't hang in there. They'll give up because they're not used to it. And I think that will be something that Auburn could take advantage of. So I put time of possession in my notes. Auburn's, you know, it's key, but again, Auburn's not really a grind it out, hold time of possession type offense. But basically, just you got to not give them the ball back so quickly. You can't three and outs. A bunch of three and outs will turn into 6-7 points the other way very quickly because of how explosive they are on offense. I mean, Jalen can score from anywhere on the field. And Ryan can score from anywhere on the field. So you got to stay ahead of the change. You got to be able to be in the game, and you can't have a bunch of three and outs because the defense is going to rely a lot on the energy from the offense as well. So let's switch gears and let's talk about their offense. Okay, so we all know that their offense sort of starts and ends and begins and ends with Jalen Milroe. It's going to go as he goes. You've seen games where he's looked like a NFL draft pick, and you've seen games where he looks like he should not be an SEC starter. So there's been some – can Auburn limit him on the ground? That, to me, is the key. Can Auburn limit him? Can Auburn contain him and keep him from being able to break the pocket, extend plays, and – when he extends plays, be able to take those big shots? Can Auburn corral him and make him a pocket passer? To me, that is the key of this whole game. We can talk about running backs. We can talk about wide receivers. We can talk about whatever. But to me, that is the big key. Can Auburn limit Jalen Milroe on the ground? Auburn's done well with mobile quarterbacks in the past. If you look at this past season, you've had several opportunities to defend mobile quarterbacks. And after really the Oklahoma game and the emergence of DeMarcus Riddick, they've really been able to figure out how to keep those guys in the pocket, limit those guys from being able to hurt them with their legs, and make them beat them through the air. And I think so Auburn has the ability to be able to do that. Now, just can you do it? Can you go out there and do it? they have some talented running backs, but they're really not a feature of the offense. I mean, you got Justice Haynes. You got, I can't remember his last name, Jam Miller maybe is his name. You got guys that are highly rated guys, but they're just not really bell cow. They could be in other offenses, but Jalen Milroe is it. Jalen Milroe is the way this thing works is how they're going to be able to move the ball. They're not running backs. You got to respect them, but they're not going to get 20, 30 carries and just pound you with the running backs. That's just not how they're that's not how they're designed. Ryan Williams. Look, this one's personal, I think, for Auburn and for him. And I would expect them to feed him a lot, as much as they can in a traditional sense and then in non-traditional sense, whether it's slip screens, jet sweeps, do whatever they can because of how dadgum explosive he is. And I know Auburn would love to have him on their roster, and at times really felt like he would be. But I know there's some friction there. You can tell from the comments from DeMarcus Riddick early in the week and how personal it is between them. I think there's several of this 2024 commit class that are really, really want to get after Ryan, especially on defense. So can you keep him from beating you deep? If you give up 5-6 yards, you know, even 10-12 yards with Ryan, I think that's a win. But can you limit that 50, that 40 to 50 to 60-yard back-breaking touchdown? To me, that's the key. That's another key is being able to keep him in front of you. To me, that's going to be massive. The book is really out on this offense. I mean, if you can contain Jalen, he can be really, really bad. I mean, the game against Oklahoma is about as bad as it gets for somebody that was a Heisman hopeful, that has a, you know, NFL aspirations. You can make him look as bad as it gets by just containing him and making him throw the ball. And I know that's what Auburn's really going to focus on. Now, you can't just sit back there and contain because we've seen what happens. If that's the case, he can complete a 4th-and-31 dagger to beat you. So you got to pick your opportunities to heat him up versus, you know, who spies, and make sure that you're aware of where he is, but make sure you're aware on the field of who has that responsibility to be able to contain him. I think, again, that's going to be key. That is the whole game. To me, the whole game is, can Auburn contain Jalen Milroe? If Auburn can contain Jalen Milroe, this could be a really, really tight ball game. It's an 11-point spread. Again, you wonder what Alabama's mindset is after three losses. Georgia wins last night, which pretty much cements them into the playoffs. If they were to have lost that game and then lose Texas, now they fall out. That's a team ahead of Alabama that they could possibly jump ahead. All those things, you wonder. They're eliminated from the SEC championship game. They're sort of on that outside looking in of the playoffs. What type of Alabama team? This is uncharted territory for them. What type of Alabama team could you get when they don't really have anything to play for? I know if Saban's there, it's a different mindset, but can Kalen DeBoer get those guys? Can he revive that culture? Can he, you know, get them ready to play when, again, seemingly nothing's really on the line except for the Iron Bowl, which I don't even know how much they actually care about because it's been such a one-sided battle over the last 14 to 15 years. I'm just very curious to see how they come out ready to play, or if they're ready to play at all. I would hope they would, because, I mean, it is the Iron Bowl. It is the best rivalry in college football. But again, it's just not a position they're used to being in. And I know Auburn's hungry. You can hear it in the comments. You can hear it in the interviews. Auburn's hungry here. The spread's 11, and it feels like it should be somewhere around 7. So let's see what happens. We'll have a reaction show after, obviously, and then we'll go live Sunday night and recap everything. as we creep closer to signing day and we put a bow on this season. So, guys, I really appreciate it. Thanks for hanging with me through the Thanksgiving holidays as we battled through some technical difficulties and internet issues. And it looks different but sounds the same. So I really appreciate it. Thanks for listening. It's another episode of the Top Button Podcast. Stay buttoned.
Thanks for listening, and drive home safely.